Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush this morning. I'm going solo. Randy's off this weekend. And we have a really great show for you this morning. We're going to be talking with representatives of some nonprofit organizations. We'll be talking with Mary Schmidt, who's the she's involved with the White Heron Chorale. Shana Shalou is with the Appleton Boy Choir. And Linda Dresden is with the Makarov Youth Ballet. It's going to be a great show because we're going to take a focus this morning on nonprofit businesses, and we're going to learn about these three wonderful organizations, their contributions to the community, how they work together, and how they formed a Fox Arts Alliance to further their causes and their programs for the benefit of everybody in the community. So it's going to be a really great perspective. Stay tuned, and we'll be giving out the phone number, and you'll be able to call in and ask questions of these three ladies. But first, I'd like to review the SCORE chapter here in the Appleton area. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in a chamber building downtown. We service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We provide free counseling services for entrepreneurs who are in business or folks who are thinking of starting a business. Our mentors are basically experts in their fields. We have about 40 mentors who actively do provide the mentoring services on topics such as accounting, IT, intellectual property, law, accounting, banking and finance, marketing. So if you're in business and you have an opportunity to grow your business and you'd like some free, worthwhile expert assistance with that program, please give SCORE a call at 734-7101, 734-7101. Or you can visit our website at foxcities.score.org, read about the SCORE chapter, and if you'd like to schedule a session with a mentor, you fill out the application online, hit the send button, and within 4 or 5 days, someone will be contacting you to meet with you to learn more about your business venture. So we invite you to visit foxcities.score.org and learn more about the local SCORE chapter right here in the Fox Valley. I'd also like to mention that the SCORE chapter is conducting a Simple Steps program. We had our first session this past Thursday, the 17th. We had about a dozen folks attending, which is a pretty good turnout. And that's the first of 5 series. It's a general overview of the Simple Steps program, but the next 4 are coming up on June 6, June 13, June 20, and June 27. They'll be held at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. They're starting at about 6:30 in the early evening, and the cost is $25 per session. But in these sessions, you're going to learn. On June 6th, we'll be discussing business concepts. We'll have an attorney and an accountant there to talk about should you be an S corporation or an LLC or a sole proprietor. What are the advantages and disadvantages? The second session on June 13 is going to be a marketing plan where we're going to talk about marketing strategies, social media, how to use social media. On June 20th, Mary Lou Vandehei, who is an accountant with many years of experience at Kimberly Clark, actually, is going to be conducting an overview of understanding balance sheets, income statements, cash flow projections, and there is a system that's available through SCORE. It's an Excel software system. Those who are attending will receive a copy of that, and they can actually put their own numbers in. And it's a great template to use to project your own business projections. And then the last session on the 27th of June is on funding sources and where do you find the money? What are the next steps now that you've completed Simple Steps? How do you move forward? If you'd like to learn more about that program, Simple Steps, again, visit our website at foxcities.score.org to learn more. And if you have any questions, please call us at the SCORE office at 734-7101. Also like to thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Lakeview Credit Union, Hurling Clark Law Firm. We'd like to thank the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. And if you're not subscribed to that as a business owner, for $20 a year, every other week you get a great piece of information about what's going on in the business arena in East Central Wisconsin. And we'd also like to thank our newest sponsor, eBiz Results, for helping us with our website and putting together a nice website for BizTalk with Score. You can find that at biztalkwithscore.com. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back after the break, and we'll introduce our guests. We'll be starting our conversations with Linda Dresden, Shana Shalhoub, and Mary Schmidt. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Vaux Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. Again, my name is Tony Bush, and we're in the studio this morning with two beautiful young ladies. I'm very happy to have them here. And we were going to try to get Mary Schmidt on the phone. Mary Schmidt is the most gorgeous of all three, as you know. But she's going to join us by phone this morning, and we haven't been able to get her on the phone yet. Bob suspects maybe she hit the snooze button this morning. Yeah, it might be. But we'd like to introduce to you this morning Linda Dresden, who's with the Makarov Youth Ballet, and Shana Shalhoub, who's with Appleton Boy Choir. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Linda, tell us, what is the Makarov Youth Ballet?
The Makarov Youth Ballet is a youth performing organization, nonprofit organization, with a mission of making the art of ballet accessible to the community. So presentation of ballet to the community is our mission, but we have also a mission to provide our young, very advanced ballet dancers with the opportunity to perform in pre-professional settings, pre-professional productions. And we do all of our performances like a professional organization, a professional ballet group.
How long has the organization been here in Appleton?
In different forms, it's been in Appleton since about 1983. The Makarov family has been teaching ballet since 1960, and then in 1983 there was this group formed to do these productions, these performances, and it originated as the Children's Ballet Theater, and then went through a couple generations as the Fox Valley Youth Ballet, and in 2007 the organization was reincorporated, reformed, new 501c3 charter as the Makarov Youth Ballet.
What is your role, Linda, with the Makarov Youth Ballet?
I am the executive director, so I do everything that's related to the business end of the organization. Jeanette Makarov is the artistic director. She does everything with rehearsals, teaching the choreography, running the master classes and that kind of thing, so, and designing the program. I do everything related to the business end of the organization.
Okay. Thanks, Linda.
Sure.
Shana, tell us about the Appleton Boy Choir Group.
Sure. We were founded in 1979, so we just had our 33rd spring concert this year, which is huge for a boy choir. We're actually one of the largest and oldest boy choirs left in the state of Wisconsin, and we're one of the largest left in the United States. There's about 38 boy choirs left in the United States. We've got four choirs. The boys start with us when they're in second and third grade, and they progress through our choirs until their voices change, and then they officially graduate from our program. Typically, that's 7th and 8th grade. But we also tour nationally and internationally. So this year was a national tour year for us with the Ambassador Choir. We went to San Antonio and performed two concerts down there. And then next year, we're going to Ireland, and we're performing three concerts in Ireland.
Now, how many boys participate in this program?
In the program, we have 150 to 200 boys in our program every year.
All from the Fox Cities area?
You know, we draw boys from Green Bay as well as from Oshkosh, and we've had several boys coming from even like the Lakeshore area, Manitowoc, Brilliant, and Reidsville. So it's just drawing a lot of boys from northeastern Wisconsin. Any boy who loves to sing should come on and join us.
These are two wonderful organizations, as you just heard, and we're very happy on BizTalk to have them here, these ladies here this morning, to talk about their organizations. And we want to promote the organization, but we also want to take a look at the business side of a nonprofit organization, because that's at BizTalk, that's what we want to do, is cover business principles and things that people see when they're running their businesses, problems they face, how do they get through them, what are strategies they use. And it's pretty much the same thing in a nonprofit. Just because it's called nonprofit, it doesn't mean that it's not making a profit. You have to have cash flow to be able to operate the business, have a reserve of cash to get into the next year, and so on. Both ladies are nodding yes to that. And Linda, I know you have an MBA. You understand finance, and you worked in a large corporation, and you have exposure to that.
Correct.
Tell us about how the business aspect works with the Makarov Youth Ballet.
Well, we have certain things we have to do all the time, and I'm a firm believer that you have to run the nonprofit like a business. Mm-hmm. So when I look at what I'm doing in my job, I boil it down to those kind of four core responsibilities that you would have as a corporation. I do finance. I do marketing. I do, I call it human resources, or, you know, trying to keep dancers and families happy. So let's see, finance, marketing.
Sounds like a full-time job.
And logistics, because so much of our job is also event-type planning and logistics, planning for venues and making sure everyone's where they need to be and we have contracts signed and all of that. So logistics, human resources, finance, and marketing are all part of a major corporation's responsibilities mm-hmm. as well.
There really isn't a success to any entity unless they address each of those. And they have to go into some detail. Like finance, they're probably, do you do a budget?
We do a budget. We present financial information to our board on an ongoing basis. We have to do annual reports to, we have to file annual mm-hmm. reports with the government, and I think all of us publish some kind of annual report to our member, to our members, our families, to the public, to our
community.
Donors, to
yep.
the community. We have to, if we want to apply for a grant or sponsorship for an organization, we have to provide all of that financial information. Mm-hmm. So we have quarterly, we do payroll, we do withholdings, we do all the same financial responsibilities as any other organization. We're just guided by that 501c3 charter and then a lot of the federal tax payroll requirements.
Mm-hmm. Shana, how about the Appleton Boy Choir? What is your approach to the business end of that group?
It's the exact same as what Linda was saying. I mean, we have marketing communications. You know, I have to communicate with 150 to 200 parents or families every week, if not,
wow.
you know, even more, right, about rehearsals, about performances. You know, marketing our events, our tours, our organization as a whole, trying to recruit human resources aspect. You know, once again, we are trying to make the parents and the families happy and the boys happy. But we also have a staff. I do payroll. We've got student assistants that help us, boys that have graduated from the program that have come back to help us do this. Exactly. A lot of event coordinating or just overall organization. All of our rehearsals, everything needs, you know, the setup to the conclusion.
How many staff do you have, Shana, in your organization?
We've got four conductors. We have an artistic director who's been with us for over 30 years, and we've got two accompanists, and then I've got two student assistants.
And then you have all the other volunteers in the community who, parents,
parents,
friends.
Yeah. Actually, it's a requirement of being in our organization that parents volunteer about 8 hours over the course of our season. So they can do it all in one day if we've got a concert or a fundraising event, or they can choose to do it over the course of the season, an hour here, an hour there. But, you know, we have over 100 families volunteering for us. I think last year we had over 1,500 hours of volunteer hours, which is a huge help for a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It sounds like a great effort in both entities. We're going to come back and talk more to Linda, with Linda and Shana, about their organizations and about the business aspects and how they've grown their companies and what the future looks like. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Tony Bush, and we're having a conversation this morning with Linda Dresden, who's the director, executive director of Makarov Youth Ballet, and Shana Shalou. I didn't ask you your position, Shana, with the
executive director.
Executive director of Appleton Boy Choir. And we're learning about how a nonprofit survives just like a for-profit company will. And so many businesses out there are for-profit entities, but those nonprofits, they have to follow some principles, business principles, to be successful as well. I'd like to invite anyone who has a question for Linda or for Shana to call us at 281-1150 here in the studio. Or if you're outside the Appleton area, call us at 866-887-1150. For those who call in with a question, we have a copy of a book called Winning Ways for Life, written by Mal Nguyen. Mr. Nguyen is a SCORE counselor. He's a mentor. He's also a certified financial planner who works with FISC. And this book, Winning Ways for Life, is really a story of his life. And he balances the value of managing money with a spiritual perspective, having a faith in God. It's a great story. It talks about how he hit the skids and he lived in a little shack for a number of years and got himself together. And he introduces a lot of financial terms like trusts and certificates of deposit and investments in a very human, personal way. Great read, and it's yours if you call in with a question. Well, we've been talking with Linda and Shana this morning, and Linda, again, is the Executive Director of Makarov Youth Ballet, and Shana Shalhoub is the Executive Director of Appleton Boy Choir. Ladies, in terms of what your organizations are trying to accomplish, you have to generate cash. You have to have revenue coming in. And there are several ways for each organization who's a nonprofit to do that. What are some ways that the Boy Choir does that, the Appleton Boy Choir does that, Shana?
Sure. We have our financial responsibility divided up into five sort of regions. We've got tuition. Boys pay a modest tuition to be a member of our organization. And basically, it's, if you really divide it out over the course of our season, it's, you know, less than a piano lesson or a music lesson per rehearsal. So tuition, ticket sales, ticket revenue from our concerts, individual fundraising. So we ask individuals to donate to our organization, corporate and grant foundation gifts. And then we do have two organization fundraisers that the boys participate in over the course of our season to try to help raise money for the group.
Are you able to share with the listening audience, Shana, what percentage of your revenues comes from grants or contributions as opposed to working for the revenue, like putting on concerts and that sort of thing?
I would say probably about a quarter of our revenue over the course of our season is through grants and corporate sponsorships.
Okay, good. Linda, what is the Makarov Youth Ballet doing in terms of revenue generation?
We have basically the same aspects as the Boy Choir. However, we don't have a tuition. We don't currently have a tuition for our dancers. We do have tickets for performances, and that's a significant. I think I would divide our revenues into the two, half and half, tickets and then donations through corporate donations and grants, and then we do fundraising as well.
How do you do fundraising? Is it It's not like selling baked goods or something, is it? Or is it?
We haven't done that yet.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a capital campaign right now because we have a performance coming up at the PAC in December, the Nutcracker. So we have to build sets and costumes. So we're undergoing a pretty major capital campaign right now. And we're putting all the word out on the street that we are raising funds for this.
What's your goal? How big is your goal?
About $90,000.
Okay.
And we had some dancers come in last week to rehearsal with $400 in candy bar sales that they had contacted the supplier on their own because these sisters wanted to raise some money and make their own donation to the cause. So they got a couple of the other dancers involved, and they sold candy bars at school for $1 a piece and came back last week to rehearsal with $400. It was absolutely amazing. So some of it is very grassroots and individual. We've never gone out with a fundraiser like that before, but I've got to tell you, we absolutely are looking at every. You have to look at everything when you're in a nonprofit. You have to look at every source of funding available out there and be creative. We're in the middle of a very creative project right now, but that will come out later on this year. And it's we just you have to look at all options. And that's what you rely on some of your board members for. The board becomes very important in looking for ways to get to raise funds.
Speaking of boards and members of the board of directors, how large are your respective boards? How many do you have, Linda?
At the McCarthy Youth Ballet, we have 5 board members right now.
And you have the capacity for?
10.
Okay. And Shana?
We have 9 board members right now. We have the capacity for 12 to 14.
Are your organizations looking for new board members?
The ballet company absolutely is.
Yes, absolutely.
How would, if someone in the audience is listening and would express an interest in learning more about being a board member for one of your organizations, Linda, how would they contact you?
They could call us at 920-257-8288.
I didn't write fast enough there.
920-257-8288.
Thanks.
And we also have a website, themakaroffyouthballet.org, and there's contact information on our website.
Okay. Shana?
Our phone number is 920-955-2224.
Can you repeat that one more
time?
Sure.
920-955-2224. And our website is appletonboychoir.com.
And I notice it's single, Appleton
it
Boy Choir.
Correct. We're
I made the English model. Earlier,
correct.
Boys Choir, because there are boys in it, but it's the Boy Choir.
Correct.
Okay. Good. Both great organizations, and I visited the websites. And if anyone is interested in being a board member for one of them, please give Linda or Shana a call or email them through their websites and express an interest in that. I'm sure they'd follow up. In terms of board membership, the sizes are 10 and 12, I think, on your boards?
Five. Mm-hmm.
But you can go to 10?
Mm-hmm.
And,
correct.
And Shana can go to 12. There's a certain mix you'd like in a board member. What are the qualifications of, what are you looking for from your board?
Well, I recently, when I was asking someone to be on our board, she said, what do you want from me? What are your expectations? She said, I know there are the 3 W's of board membership.
What are those?
She called them wealth, wisdom, and work. She said,
okay.
I can provide a couple of those. And, you know, so it's that kind of nailed it for me when I'm looking for a board member. What role are you going to fulfill? And you need the work. You need someone to go out and profess to the community what a great organization you belong
to. Be an ambassador.
Right. You need the wisdom, someone who's involved in a business venture or has some life experience or some corporate experience or work experience to help bring that to the group.
Or worked in other nonprofits before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And wealth. I mean, it's a fact that when you apply for a grant or a sponsorship, you want to be able to say that 100% of your board members are invested in financially in your organization. And it doesn't matter what that investment is. It can be a very small investment. But just to be able to say that you have 100% investment is really important.
Mm-hmm. That is huge. And I know in church they call that time, talent, and treasure. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing.
Absolutely.
Shana, what about your board?
Well, we also look for people who have a personal investment in our organization. So maybe they've had a boy go through our program or they've been somehow touched. Like maybe they were even a member of our program. We now do have an alumni member on our board, given the fact that we are 33 coming back, and he's got his son now in the program.
That's
so
it's
second generation. But we're also looking for people with professional backgrounds in marketing, or we have a lawyer on our board to help us with some of our filings. We have a treasurer who's got a CPA because we need somebody to help us with all of our accounting and our financial reports that we have to file. And so those are kind of also the backgrounds that we're looking for.
So the board is really a resource for different perspectives or aspects of the business.
Absolutely.
And Shana, you just mentioned having an attorney on the board for filings and things.
Correct.
That raises the ugly head of regulation. What are the regulatory pressures on a nonprofit organization? What, Shana, what does your organization experience? What do you have to comply with?
Well, like Linda said earlier, we're 501c3, so we have to meet certain requirements federally as well as through the state in terms of donations and what's considered a tax-exempt donation versus an in-kind or something like that. So those kind of reports. But we also have to file with ASCAP and BMI in terms of using music copyrights.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you won't hear music on our website that's any more than 30 seconds, because the minute you start publicizing music like that, you have to pay more and more and more in fees to use that music. So
that's an intellectual property right of the author.
Correct.
So that, and you hear a lot about that in the news today, where kids are downloading music or downloading movies, and the authors are being cheated from the purchase of the, and that's basically what you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so the other thing that we have to do is protect the youth that's in our organization. So, you know, we do background checks on our staff, and we do background checks on, we have called camp dads that come with us to camp. And so it's helpful having a lawyer to know not only what the rights are of the organization, but how can we protect our members as well.
Mm-hmm. Linda, in terms of the Makarov Youth Ballet, what sort of regulations? Is it similar to what Shana has?
It's very similar.
Because you have young ladies. Do you have any boys in your group?
We do not. Not at this time.
You're open to boys?
Oh, yes. There are boys that take ballet in Appleton, and we've had boy, during our performances, we've had guest students from the Makarov School of Ballet, and there are boys in that group, and they are in our performances, and they do a really fine job.
Where's the Makarov School of Ballet?
The Makarov School of Ballet is on Walnut Street, right across from the side doors of the PAC.
And how is that different from the youth ballet?
And that's a good question, Tony, because that gets confused a lot.
Sure.
In town. The Makarov Youth Ballet is a nonprofit 501c3. We have 18 dancers that we invite to perform in the group, and that's our mission. We have a mission to perform. That's all we do. We make appearances and we perform. The Makarov School of Ballet is owned by Jeanette Makarov, and that is a for-profit business.
Okay.
So there is an arm's length. I never get involved, and that's part of that 501c3 charter that we would endanger. It's called an arm's length relationship.
Right.
I never get involved with any of the business aspects of the school, and Jeanette never crosses school business
over to
nonprofit business. So the school is a for-profit business. That's a school, and that is her livelihood, but the nonprofit is totally separate.
That must put an extra burden on your organization to create the awareness in the public that it is not the same. The brand is almost the same, but it's two separate organizations.
That's a challenge all the time.
Yeah. For both sides, for
Correct.
The school and for youth ballet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the board members are going to be resources for your organizations. They bring some skills. They bring some wisdom, wealth, and
work.
Got to do the work, right? And board members need to come in with a passion and a desire to know something about the organization.
Absolutely.
If someone is coming in and they just want to put another line on their resume, now I'm on the board of the Appleton Boy Choir or the Makarov Youth Ballet or something, it's great for the resume, but what does it do for the organization? And you have a way of screening that. If someone comes to you and wants to be a director, you have a process for, go through a process, a questionnaire or something?
Well, for our group, we send them a list of expectations,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things.
They need to make a commitment.
Do they mm-hmm. want to come to our performances? Listed in the expectation is attendance at our performances. If they have no desire to attend a ballet performance, then they're probably not a good fit. It wouldn't be a good fit for them, and it's probably not a good fit for our organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. We've got a list of board expectations, and we're, you know, if somebody expressed interest in being on our board, we give them that list right away, because we have three or four board meetings that they have to make across the course of our season. Then we expect attendance at most of our performances. We understand it's probably not going to be 100% of the time, but you need to at least come and see us and support us. And then, you know, we need their help going out into the community or going to certain meetings or just representing us. And so we need them to do the work. And
mm-hmm.
so if they look at those expectations and say, oh, it's too much right now, then we know it's just not going to be a good fit.
Linda, when is the next event performance of the Makarov Youth Ballet.
We have a spring concert coming up June 1st and 2nd, so it's a Friday night.
That's just a little a week and a half away.
It is. I know. We, in fact, from here today, I go to rehearsal. They'll be rehearsing all weekend.
Part of that 40-hour work week, isn't it?
Exactly. But June 1st and 2nd, so 7 o'clock on a Friday night, and 10:30 on Saturday morning, June 2nd, is awesome. We're really excited about this nice time on a spring morning.
Where is it going to be held?
At UW Fox Valley in the Perry Theater, and it is a concert, and it's going to be amazing. It's Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring is the music for our showcase piece, and that's Simple Gifts, if people remember that piece, and it's a contemporary ballet, and it's absolutely.
How long is the program?
Stunning. It's about 75 minutes. So okay. If you come, it's a great gateway kind of group to be able to go see ballet. Yeah. I mean, it's not a formal event. Nobody, you know, you might treat yourself as to an evening out or a morning out. But it's a great way to introduce yourself to ballet, and it's really fun when we get kids. We get a lot of kids coming to see the ballet, and they're seeing classmates. They're seeing kids the same age as them. Our dancers are from the ages of 12 to 18. So it's, you know, it's a great way for kids to have role models.
Can they learn more at your website?
Absolutely.
What's that website again?
The website is makaroffyouthballet.org.
Can you spell Makarov?
Yes, MakarOff Youth Ballet.org.
And you taught me something before the show. It's like Turn Makarov.
Turn Makarov.
MakarOff.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Correct. Shana, how about your performances?
We're actually done for this season, which is very exciting. We just did our auditions for new members, and if anybody's still interested in joining us, they can send me an email at info@appletonboychoir.com or give me a call at 955-2224. But we start with our camp in August. We go to a 3-day camp in Camp Lake, Wisconsin, and then our first concert is October 13th next year. We're doing Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Oh, cool.
That's our fall concert.
Even old guys feel that
way. Yeah.
I think the B&O group should go to that one.
Yep, so that's our fall concert. So it'll be Saturday, October 13th next year is our
that
first
sounds like
concert.
Fun.
That does sound
like
fun.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yep,
we need more of that in this country.
I was going to say, well, and we're the reason why we're doing really American music is because we're going to be taking that with us to Ireland next March.
That's cool. We're going to take our last break right here. We'll come back on the other side and finish the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back. We're going into the final segment of Biz Talk this morning, and we're sitting here having a great conversation with Linda Dresden, who's the executive director of Makarov Youth Ballet, and Shana Shalou, who's the executive director of Appleton Boy Choir. I want to just open this last segment by acknowledging, observing, and stating that these ladies are not doing 40-hour work weeks. And we talked about that during the break, and they kind of said, yeah, it's 40 hours. And I said, well, tell me about it. And then there's like weekend time, and Linda just talked about the show coming up on Friday afternoon or evening, and then there's another one Saturday morning, and from here she's going to another event for her group. So anybody who gets involved in this as an executive director of a nonprofit, and I've been there myself, not with a arts program, but a church or a school thing, it's a lot of time, and it's a big commitment, and kudos to those who are willing to give that time, talent, and treasure, or wealth, wisdom, and work, because someone has to coordinate it, and it's really the vision and the passion at the top of the organization that finds its way throughout the organization, at least to the success of the organization. Ladies, you mentioned something at the beginning of this program, before we got on the air, about a Fox Arts Network. Talk about the Fox Arts Network.
Sure. It formed probably 10 years ago now. Oh, my gosh. Has it been that long? When the PAC came to fruition, there was what was called the Fox Arts Alliance.
Right.
And And that sort of dissolved. And so we, as arts organizations, looked at each other and said, we still want to connect. We still want to collaborate. We still want to share our calendars, our seasons, our challenges with each other. And so we started meeting sort of informally at first. And now it really is a formal organization. There's 11 members. It includes the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center, the Fox Valley Symphony, White Heron Chorale, the Boy Choir, the ballet, and Attic Theater. And we, across the board, try to promote each other's events, collaborate with each other. The three choirs are actually performing at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center's 10th anniversary next February. And this is the first time all three of us are on stage together, first time in 10 years. But these connections are very important, not only for to be aware of each other's events, but really trying to create awareness for the Fox Cities area and all of the arts and activities that are available to everyone.
And we do a lot of sharing. And the nice thing about the group is the smalls play with the bigs. You know, the Makarov Youth Ballet is very small as far as budget and organization goes. And the PAC is extremely large in the community. But we all sit equally at the table. We share our concerns. We share our challenges. We share our successes. Again, collaborations. So it's been a really high-functioning grassroots group to promote the arts in the Fox Cities. And we address the groups from, we have Nina, we try to address the 41 corridor from Nina up through Kaukauna, our group spread.
And in terms of that group, does that help each individual organization then develop a long-range plan for themselves? Like, you must have a 3- or 5-year plan. What is your organization going to look like in 3 years, 5 years?
We do have a 5-year strategic plan in place, and part of that plan is actually to do a collaborative event at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And so by being a member of this group, and by the way, we're also located within the Trout Museum of Art building. Both Linda and I have offices on the fourth floor.
Where's that building?
It's on College Avenue, 111 West College Avenue. And so it's really nice that a lot of the arts organizations are all in the same location now too. But it's part of our mission now, part of our strategic plan, is to do these types of collaborative events.
Yep. Good. In terms of your future, are you looking to increase the number of participants in your programs, the children, the students who are...
We'd love to have a larger group.
At what capacity are you right now?
We have 18 dancers right now. We could go up to 30. That'd be awesome.
We'd love to have, our ideal is to have 300 boys in our program, because once we have 300 boys in our program, it'll really be more self-sustaining.
300 kids?
That's our part of our strategic plan.
A lot of work. And kudos to you ladies. As our tradition requires, we ask each of you to leave a biz tip this morning from your perspective as a business director, nonprofit. Linda, what's your biz tip?
As a nonprofit director, be grateful. So many people and so many organizations give us so much in the way of donations and in-kind contributions that what we can do is be grateful and show that gratitude to them.
Shana?
I was going to say, my thing is, the hardest thing I learned when I first became executive director is I can't be afraid to hear no. we get told no a lot, and the Boy Choir is not for everyone, and we understand that, and we understand that funding is a challenge as well. But you can't let that stop you. You got to keep working.
Keep going, right?
Yep.
I want to thank you both for being on the show this morning. It was a great program. And
thank you.
I learned a lot about your organizations. And thank you very much for being here. And good luck to your organizations.
Thank you.
You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.